Story number 57. God chooses David. Can you see what has happened? The boy has saved this little lamb from the bear. The bear came and carried off the lamb and was going to eat it. But the boy ran after them and saved the lamb from the bear's mouth. And when the bear rose up, the boy grabbed the bear and struck it down dead. At another time, he saved one of the sheep from a lion. Isn't he a brave boy? Do you know who he is? This is young David. He lives in the town of Bethlehem. His grandfather was Obed, the son of Ruth and Boaz. Do you remember them? And David's father is Jesse. David takes care of his father's sheep. David was born 10 years after Jehovah chose Saul to be king. The time comes when Jehovah says to Samuel, "Take some special oil and go to the house of Jesse in Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." When Samuel sees Jesse's oldest son, Eliab, he says to himself, "This is surely the one that Jehovah has chosen." But Jehovah tells him, "Do not look at how tall and handsome he is. I have not chosen him to be king." So Jesse calls his son Abinadab and brings him to Samuel. But Samuel says, "No, Jehovah hasn't chosen him either." Next, Jesse brings his son Shammah. "No, Jehovah hasn't chosen him either," Samuel says. Jesse brings 7 of his sons to Samuel, but Jehovah doesn't choose any of them. "Are these all the boys?" Samuel asks. "There's still the youngest," Jesse says, "but he is out taking care of the sheep." When David is brought in, Samuel can see that he is a good-looking boy. "This is the one," Jehovah says. "Pour the oil on him." And this is what Samuel does. The time will come when David will become king of Israel.